To carefully evaluate a relationship is not a simple process. Neither is it something that can be done once and for all. A couple hoping to analyze their relationship and establish plans for their entire marriage in one sitting is as unrealistic as the key management team of a company expecting to establish appropriate goals for the lifespan of their organization in a single meeting. Couples must continually reassess how they can meet their ever-changing realities in light of their evolvement as individuals and married persons. To enjoy their journey, couples should take stock of their relationship periodically, at least once a year, rather than waiting until the neglected stresses of life seriously damage their marriage, such as occurs during a midlife crisis. Savvy partners stage something like purposive midlife, early life, or late life crises, and use these times of intentional, holistic reflection as opportunities to reevaluate where they are and what is needed to get where they want to be. In their excellent book, Life Balance, Linda and Richard Iyer encourage people to have a well-managed midlife crisis on purpose. Shared vision and spousal synergy are not one-time goals that a couple can establish and achieve. Rather, they are ongoing processes that we as partners must continually refine. Thriving partners are always growing in one way or another, often in several ways simultaneously. For purpose of development, each mate must carefully consider what he or she would like to accomplish. This helps the couple to establish realistic goals and specific objectives. We need to think about our overall purpose as we consider where we actually are in our relationship and what our current and upcoming stages of life will bring. Some couples have the perspective, as long as we're going to spend time evaluating our marriage relationship, why not use this process to discuss our personal growth as well? Such individuals consider this investment of time and energy in the relationship not as a tedious task, but as an excellent opportunity to discuss matters of personal importance with their very best friend. With this in mind, each spouse might choose to take a fairly comprehensive look at his or her overall personal development as a balanced human being. So, what do you do once you've analyzed your marriage and perhaps your personal development as well? Prioritize what matters most to you as a separate person and as a committed partner. Determine what you want more of in your relationship so you can determine what you want to do less. Of the many books written on setting priorities, First Things First by Stephen R. Covey, Roger Merrill, and Rebecca Merrill is one of the best. As couples establish priorities, they also need to consider the matter of how they grow best. In other words, are they likely to do better by making improvements little by little? Or are they more likely to thrive by adopting a more aggressive approach? Remember, there's no right or wrong way to approach this issue. This is totally a matter of how well the partners know themselves and what works best. Regardless of what priorities you establish or what level of intensity works best for you, you'll discover that this process will help you evaluate your many options more effectively. That way you can establish clear goals and specific objectives and achieve them through focused mutual effort.
Establish goals and objectives.